We are starting a new series of shiurim on the inyan of Pesach. So we're going to be reading from the Shah Kavanot, Toshvav. So here we go. The Vayibo in the Be'orech Seder Le'el Pesach, Va'amatzot, Va'abakosot, Va'kapas, Va'gam Acharoset, V'kol Inyanin Le'el Pesach. Because we're going to be learning all the different halakim of the mitzvahs of Pesach. Hinein is by Le'el, ki Be'el Pesach nechnasim b'zam mochim v'katnud rishon, v'gadlut rishon, v'katnud sheni, v'gadlut sheni. So as we know, we're building up Zah in four different aspects, the katnud rishon, katnud sheni, and then the gadlut rishon, the gadlut sheni. V'tzav sh'teida ki yesh mochim tzad abba, mochim tzad ima. We know with the tzad abba and tzad ima coming into Zah, or v'kod b'china mehem yesh kol amadregel shel katnud v'gadlut aniskarem. And then you're going to have those four on the side of abba. And those four on the side of the ima, we know that kiyam mochem de abba mitlabishim betoch mochem de ima. But really, the only manifest is ima. We're going to only see four because really it's inside one or the other. Beginning. Bichinat mochem de abba nirmaz besod matzah besod lechem. Shu bechokma or bechinat moch de ima nirmazim besod abba kosod shel hayayin ki kol yayin amesameyach hu beima ila'ah. So just imagine on the right hand side. Let's try to make the picture clear. On the right hand side you have the shef of abba. On the left hand side you have the shef of ima. On the right hand side you have the four different levels of let's start from top to bottom. Gadlut rishon, gadlut sheni, and then below that you have katnut sheni, katnut rishon, and on the left hand side you have ima, the exact same chart, four different rows over there. Now on the right hand side, which is abba, that is the mitzvah of matzah. On the left hand side, which is ima, is going to be the mitzvah of yayin. Now, b'tam sheniva said the leil pesach niva b'ktzara b'chinat kol amochim nizkarim kedei shuven el achikar dvar b'kitzor. So he's going to explain to us the inyan b'chlalot. Now we're going to talk about the mochim of Chol and Shabbat, and then we're going to apply that. The Arizal is going to apply this back into the Inyan of Pesach. So here we go. Da, b'katnut rishon nichnas b'tchila. First, we come in. We always bring katnut rishon. And what are the katnut rishon? Hu alukim d'miloi yudim b'netzach ve'elukim b'ahin d'hod ve'elukim d'alafim b'yesod v'simana yud kei alef. So again, when you bring the mochim, the katnus, you bring them at elokims, and by the way, the mochim, the gadlus are always havayaz. Now elokims are going to be spelled three different ways, with a hey, with an extra aleph, and finally with an extra yud. So the netzach is with the yud, the hod is with the hay, and the yesod is going to be with the yud, because you bring in the nahi. That's the katnus you bring in from the ima, is or imaraba is going to be with the nahi. Now achkach nichnas gadlut rishon, vuhu avaya de ab the yudim benetzach vayom v'sag behod v'avaya de ma be'alefim b'yesod. So same thing with gadlut, you're going to bring the absag ma. And so the havaya is going to be the yudim and the havaya de, which is also yudim of the sag, which is going to be hold, and then finally the havaya de ma is going to be the aleph in the yesod. Then he continues to say, avatzar sh'teida inan acher echad bevichinat yesod shu moch dat kinodam kine ba'aba mochim hem chokma benetzar bina behod chasadim god yesod. We know that all those four aspects apply. ושני בחינות החסדים גבוהות הם במוח אחד נקרא דת, אלא שנחלק לשני יתחים. אז we know that is always split into two. ונמצא כי יסוד הקטנות ראשון אשר ביאנו שהוא אלוקים דאלפים, שבו הנה יש בו שתי בחינות. So we know, as we know, we just explained that אלוקים the hod, the אלוקים, which is going to be the middle אלוקים that we're going to speak about, is split into two. כי חסדים שם אלוקים דאלפים, שבו צריך לצייר את האות יוד של המילוי דעות ה' דה אלוקים, שתהיה בציור יוד וו כזה, יוד וו יוד כזה. And he shows the how to spell the aleph with a vav and a yud and a vav. Sorry, yud vav and yud. יוד. אבל בגבורות שם אלוקים שבהם צריך לצייר את עוד האלף במילוי ה' שבו בציור יוד ובדלת כזה, and then you spell the אלף with the יוד ובדלת. כמובן אצלנו בעניין שני ציורים אלו בארבע מקומות כנזכר בספר זוהר תיקונים. So again we're going to see that in the סידור השעש the אלוקים of the דת is going to be spelled in two different ways. וטעם הוא כי היוד יוד ובדלת התחתון של צורות האלף the beyotzod yud vavdal he zachar keneged chesed or beyotzod dalit hu nekeva keneged gvura kenoda ki adal romez lemalchus. So it's an easy way to remember it, that the yud vav yud, that's going to be depicted as a zachar, that's the chasadim, and then the yud vav dalit, and the dalit is the ikar to make us remember that is dal for nekeva, which is the malchut. Now, Omnam b'yasod gadlut hu shinoi echa'acher. Ki ha'chazadim hem avaya demad alafim, v'gvot hem avaya deben da'ayin. So we find that the gadlut, we'll find the exact same thing. You got when you work with the havaya, you're going to have avaya de'alafim and havaya de'ayin. ואחר כך נכנס קטנות שני. So we have we talked about the קטנות ראשון. The קטנות שני is going to be אקדת. אקדת ביניים. That is actually a diluted form of Elohim. Because if you look at the letters, Aleph, Chav, Dalet, Tet, Mem, it's actually the letters which come before Elohim. So the Aleph, there's nothing comes before the Aleph. And then the Chav comes before the Lamed. The Dalet comes before the Hen. The Tet becomes the Yud. And so on and so forth. And the Mem, is the Mem Sofit. So the same thing. So instead of Elohim, it's Akadat. So it's actually a diluted form of Dinim. אבל השינוי שבהם הוא כי שם הקדש שבנצח תכוון בו בחינת חמישה אותיות עצמם בלבד, שהם חילוף חמישה אותיות אלוקים כנזכר לאל. So when we work with הקדש בנצח, we only work on concentrating on the letters itself. That's enough to bring the קטנות שני. As opposed to the other, we're going to be working with the חילוף. So ושם הקדש בהוד, that's all akadat b'netzach. That's on the right hand side. Now on the left hand side, when you work with akadat shebehod, techavin bo b'chinat heyot nechlak l'shtei chalakim. V'hem aleph mem gimel lamed. So this is what we're going to do. Again, so the akadat shebenetzach is just the letters which are poshut pshat. And then when you work with the akadat shebehod, you're going to be doing as follows. You're going to split it into two parts. Em gal. בתלומה, כשני אותיות ראשונים והאחרון שהם אותיות M, אינו מתחלף. The first and last letter of הקדת, you don't change, because it's the first letter and the last letter. כי כך הם עצמם בשם אלוקים, because those are the עצם letters of אלוקים as well. ולמט, והנה למה גימו עומר, לג בעומר נדבר לטעם נכון, כי זה מורה, כי אותיות קדת נתחלפו לרח ממיות ומאותיות M. ובעין שם ושלוש אותיות אמצעויות שהם כדת שעולים גמרת רגל הן נתחלפו באותיות למד היו דאלוקים. Because if you take the chiluf, as we spelled originally, kadat, which is going to spell lamed hey yud, that's going to be lamed hey yud of Elohim. If you take the gematria of kadat, that's going to spell gal. So there we go. You're going to have excuse me, M, which is the first and second, the first and last letter, and the kadat is going to spell the lamed lamed he elokim, the lamed he yu, which is the last letters, and also which is in short for gal. So that's why we call it M gal. And the reason why he said, by the way, he says over his Ein Sham, there will learn that the itchalfut of the letters makes a mitukadinim. That's what he says over in Shach Kavanos in Lag BaOmer. Right. The Shem Akadat Shebiyesod Chaven Bo Bechinat Mispar. Now we did already the Akadat in Netzah. We did Akadat in Yesod. Now we're going to Akadat in Yesod. Now the Akedah Yisod, the drush is as follows. You're going to take the gematria now. Sheol mispar ayin dal, which is 72. כמובן זה לדוש רפח נצוצות, הנה המדרגה של האורות העליונים, מה הפרש בין אותיות בצורתם ובין אותיות שמספרם וחשבונם אין שם. We know this difference between taking learning learning or being misbonen or mechaven on the otiyot itself, or being misbonen on the otiyot in the form of gematrias. It's a completely different level. It's a lower level. ונער לי הנסדעת שמת מוריזל, כי גם בשם זה שמייסוד יש בו שינוי בין חסדים ובין גבור, כי דמיון הקטנות ראשון וגדלות ראשון. We're going to see that also there is a chilek between the gadlut and the katnut in the chasadim gvurot itself. וזה עניינו. כי שם הקדש שבחסד, when we learn הקדש שבחסד, תחם גם אם אין כולל שלו, הוא גמטריה עין ה', which is 75. והוא רומז על שלוש פעמים יבוק. יבוק 3 times 3. שהם שלושה ייחודים חיבור של הוויה אלוקים או ליבוק. So that is equal to הוויה אלוקים, when you 26 and 86 together is 111. That's יבוק. ושלוש להיות ההם, שלוש ההוויות ההם, and three of them together, ושלוש אלוקים ההם, כולהם במילוי אלפים, וכאשר תמנע מספר אותיות ביות המילויים, הם סמלטט אותיות, אם כלו, let's all together, if you add all that together with the הוויות together, and the three אלוקים together, you're going to get סמלטט אותיות, that says 69 אותיות, with the kollel which has 6, because you're dealing with the 3 and 3, that's going to come all together, 75. And guess what? That is the gematria of akadah. So that's going to be ima kollel. So that's going to be the akadah ima kollel that you're going to be working with in the yesod. Shema o akadah shebegvura, gvura, because then we're going to split into gvura and chasadim. So the akadah shebegvura, tichamin b'chashavon ha'pashut bilvash, b'gematria na'ayin dalit, v'liyot gvura, gvuraot min ha'chasadim, because it's being less, because it's gvura, not chasadim. Ein anu mosiv ha'em klalut liyot gematria ha'ayin hei, ader ma shekitavin b'chasadim, ken in ha'zdatim. So far we did katnut rishon, and then we did katnut sheni, now we're doing gadlut sheni. Now ach kach nechnas gadlut sheni, shuhu mamash kedera gadlut rishon, as we did gadlut rishon. V'hine im eilu amuchim, hayim nechnas b'seder madrego kasher mizmanim, v'adai shayim nechnas b'seder nizkar, v'hayim mechavanim b'hem kol madrego b'fnei atzmo. All the matter means now during Pesach it's going to be different. So all that was just, as he said, he's going to explain to us what happens before. Now Pesach is going to be different. Why? Because we're going to see in a minute that Pesach introduces the aspect of the chitzonim. It's really in a big, big way, because we know the mitzvim were very much into witchcraft and the chitzonim and klipot. So therefore we have to be very careful. And therefore we're going to change the seder that we usually use b'chol and Shabbat. So he says, Om Namata Nichnasim Eina Nichnasreela Biyachan Firosha Inyan Kikav Yamish Umoch Chokhma Diiman Nichnasim Biyachadim Bikol Bichnot Katnut Vigadlut Rishon Vikatnut Vigadlut Shainim Vikasmo Nichnasim Yachan Achakar Bikol Bichinot Kamensan Nichnas Achakar Biyachan Kol Bichinot Taf. So you see already the way it works a bit differently here. First the Kav Yamin, all together, Kav Sma, all together, then Kav Nsai, all together. This is how it works practically now. In the Seder now, we're going to do as follows. Now the Kos Rishon that you're going to be holding, you're going to be Chavin on the right Kav, which is the Chachan Kav. Remember, on the left we draw two pictures. On the right hand side we have Abba. He depicts, he's going to be all the kavanas we do with matzah. We'll get to him in a minute. Right now we're doing on the left hand side we have Ima on the four different rows over there, right? Two gadlus, two katnus. So on the right hand side, on the left hand side, we're doing with Ima, we're going to split her into the right and left and middle. Chacham Bagadati. Now, when we do the Kos Rishon, we're going to bring all that right hand side on all four levels. We're all going to come down at one time. So it's a very big, big kavan over here. So again, the Kos Rishon, the Chavin El Kav Yamin, Shomor Chachoch Mashi Bizam Itzad Ima Bivad Kinsel. וקו זה הוא נכנס בראשון לכולם, ולכן כל זה זה אומרים עליו קידוש, כי כל הקדש הוא בחוכמה כנודע. It's based on the Zohar. The Zohar says every time you bring Chokhmah, it's a Kaddish. It's a Kiddush. It's a form of Kiddush, and therefore that's why we make Kiddush on that particular aspect of these kavanas. So really, what we should have did is like we did Bechol, we bring first Katnud Rishon, Katnud Sheni, Gadol Rishon, Gadol Sheni, V'Achya Gadol Rishon. החמץ, הנאור כבר נכנס את המשבית החמץ, שהוא בכלל החיזת החיצון בקדמות אלוקים, נקרא חמץ ושאו כמו, שכתבתי עניין בדרוש חור החמץ והשאו, כי לו להיות רחמים מתגברים בלילה הזו, בתכלי, לא יהיה ניגל עם כלל כנזכלה. So that's why we're going to bring first the gadlut before the katnus, because of a tremendous aspect of the חיצונים. מאלה נכנס בקטן ראשון בתחילה, עוד מתחילה נכנס גדלות ראשון, ואחר כך בקטן שני, ואחר כך גדלות שני, and then, only then, you bring the גדלות ראשון. ואז כבר נסבט לך איזה חיצונים, because then already the חיצונים are afraid, because you should blow them away. מחמד גדלות ראשון ולשני, שהם רחם מגמורים, ואפילו בקטן שני, ואינו בחינת דין, כמו גדלות ראשון, Katnus Sheni, we're not so bothered about because it's already a high bechin of Katnus. Shasham Akadat Hu Rachamim. Because remember, they nurture themselves on Din Gemurim. That's going to be Elohim, it's not Akadat. V'nikra Elohim Chayim. It's not called Stam Elohim, it's called Elohim Chayim. Yan ki ein echitzun nechazim sham. Nikra im daged musa ve'elohim acherim. V'al nechnas Katnus Rishon be'achrona. And so therefore, at the end, then you can be safe. Shouldn't have any problem to bring the Katnus Rishon ba'achrona, ki az ein chashash ki lo yochlu achitzurim lachzor ata litachez bahem. Machamat ha'or ha'gadol shel gadol gadol rishon v'gadol shnei gadol rishon v'sheni shenichnas kvar. Okay. Now, v'nimza ki bekos rishon nichnas gadol rishon v'katnus sheni v'gadol sheni demo chokh metzad mima. As we said, you all bring in the right hand side on all four levels. אמנם גדלות גדלות ראשון דאקו להיכנס תמיד מעליו. Now the, by the way, you should know, אגב, he says גדלות ראשון, sorry, the גדלות ראשון comes in by itself, כאילו מאלו כאשר ליל יום טוב ושבת. This happens generally, it's called עצומי דיומה, so you come in some קצו מאלו, even if you don't want, ואין צריך חמד לבוא על הכוס. ולכן, it's like שבת, right? It's שבת, whether you're מקדש or מקדש, שבת comes when it comes. לכן מה שצריך לקחם בכוונת כוס ראשון שהוא קטנות שני וגדלו שני, so really בעצם גדלו ראשון you don't have to מכוון. What's more important, מכוון קטנות שני וגדלו שני ותכוון כי בכל כל שכן שכבר נכנס מתחילה מגדלו ראשון, because you know that already גדלו ראשון, you could be assured that already come in. Now וזה סדר כוונת כוס ראשון, תכוון מתחילה אלה קטנות שני. As we said many times, you can do Katnus Sheni first. Now, as you're holding the kos as well, the fact that you're holding with your hand, your palm, and your five fingers also has to focus on itself. And he says, "Va'yad ochez boshu b'chinat maaseh." V'tchaven ki chamisha etzbaot yimincha, the five fingers that you're holding it with, asher aleihem yoshev hakos al azeh, and then the fact that the kos is really because Apikavali should be holding the kos in your palm. So you're holding the kos in your palm, and you have the five fingers which is around the kos, like as if you're enveloping the whole kos. V'bechinas katzus hashenu shuru that keili v'alivushim shel chagat di'ima nichnasim ata biza v'tchaven ki mikol shekem shekavah nichnasim begadol rish. Because you have to understand that already the Gadol Rishon, and that will bring in Kol Shekein, that already that you've already brought down the well, the opposite way around. Because since you're bringing down the Gadol Sheni and the Gadol Sheni Kol Shekein, then you already brought the Gadol Rishon. Now, v'techavim ki yakos atzmo hu b'gematria Elokim as well. Additionally, besides all those kavanas we just said, you're going to have to make another kavana, which is called the kavana of the Kol. The cause is Shu Katnus Sheni. It's dealing with Remember, when you bring the Kazakhishan to Elohim, when you bring Kazakhishan to Akadat, so when you look at your five fingers, you have to understand those are the five oisios of Akadat. Very powerful. He wants to learn a little bit differently. He wants to learn the actual the fingers are the katnut rishon. It's the opposite. It's the five letters of Elohim, and the cause is the actual. The keli is actually akadat. About any small that he said, but don't rely on this. I prefer the first one. What I wrote the previous version, which was the opposite of what I just said right now. Zalti katu bikutos mina et shemat bibiron zal. Now, on the poshu too, ki av the mochim the katnut yesh ba'em atzmut vekel. Now we know it's always in the katnut there is the atzmut, which is the oath, and the kelim shem oot shibetocham nikraim mochim amash vekelim shem levushim shlehem. Now, hine akelim shel kos hazem. When we're talking about the kelim, which is the kos itself, that's how we're imagining it. Obviously, when you're pouring inside, those are the mochim. V'hu gamken shem akadat, akadam. So not only the keli is akadam, the yai shebetochem is also akadam. V'hu v'hine ayayim gematri ayin. Now we know the gematri ayin is 70. Hem tachbu tachburuhu. Tachburuhu im chamisha otzviot. So you add together the 70 of the yayin, plus the fact that you're holding with five fingers, or chazimbo, so you come out with 75. Excuse me. And guess what? 75 is exactly the amount of akadat. With a kolad, obviously. Begadlut sheni. Now, when you move over to gadlut sheni, nechnas alidei dibur, alidei akamana shel berkat hakos veikat hayayim. So again, you're holding the kos. The kos is akadat. You're holding, putting the wine inside, which is akadat. Together, that makes 75, which is akadat. Now, when you have to say the dibur, you have to say the bracha, right? Obviously, because the yayim, because the yayim. Because, sorry, bikat hakiddush is one, and bikat hayayim is number two. So the bracha we're going to be using, obviously, it's all panim, as we've learned. So the havaya the abd milu yudim, ki milu the yudim more chokma, as we know, the yud is chokma. Remember, the a is going to be sag, and the abd is going to be ma. So we're using the yudim because we're bringing out ready. Remember, don't forget, we're using the right count, the chachan of the imo, which is on the left hand side, on all four different levels. So since we're using with chokhmah, you're going to be using the yud of the mali of the milud. Haribi anu milat kaddish. So that's all that is the end of the kavan of kaddish, which is beautiful. Now, let's move on to the next mitzvah that we're going to be doing on Leit Seder, which is urchatz. You wash your hands. Now, va'achikach urchatz. This is the first time you wash. You wash multiple times. It's going to be the first time. Now we know that Yud Kei is connected to Chochma Bina, so that's going to be connected to the mitzvah of Urchatz, as he will explain soon. V'tichaven beYud Kei b'miloi ab the Yudim kaze Yud v'avdali ke Yud. וזו כמונה ריצה של אחרי הקידוש, That's it. עד כאן. Now, the problem over here, in this particular piece of the Shah Kavon, he does not explain what is the mitzvah. But it's known that the Rashash comes along and explains. So, in the Tiva Kavanot over here, in Orts Chav Bed, this is a very, very, very important piece over here that will explain exactly what in depth is he speaking about. So let's do it together. He says over here, Vine, כוונת הרחיצה מתבאר ביתר באר ביו בפחי עצחיים. As he's going to first bring the פחי עצחיים, and then he's going to bring the רשש. So, over there, וכן מצאה בצד, over some of the ever, as a רחיצה, מתפשטים מוחים גופם בגוף דזה. So, not only we will bring in the מוחים, we're also going to be mispashed the mochim and the guf tezah. That's the first nekuda. Om the Rashash hosiv kanav the kavana al pi mashgata b'mishnah chasidim. Now the Rashash is going to bring down b'shem a mishnah chasidim, which is basically a sefer which is on the kitzur etzchaim. Sheish ol kavana b'shlosha richtzot lichot et kelim tezah migiulei mitzrayim. Now here we go. This is very important. Understand this.
Because what we want over here is to take away the tumah of the Mitzrim that unfolded themselves on Klal Yisrael. This is called Giule Mitzrayim. Giule Mitzrayim. Now we know there's three different rechitzas. Rechitza Rishona, Emsai, and Achrona, right? So the first time you wash over the Urchat, second time you wash is by the Mila, and the third one is Mayim Achronim. So those three. Now why three? So we're going to see this is all connected to three different Kelim, Keli Rish, Keli Chitzun, Keli Pinimi, Keli Emsai, Keli Pinimi. That's what it's going to be. But let's read the words. V'hine, Eliza, yesh lo shlosha mina Kelim. Kelim Pinimim, Nikraim Chochma. כלים צאים נקרא בינה, כלי חיצה נקרא דעת. והנה על ידי חיצה ראשונה רוחצים מגולו מצרים ואתם כלי פנימי, שהוא חוכמה. So you first start with the פנימי, והוא על ידי היוד כבמילו יודים של השם האב, שהוא החוכמה. So again, when you're doing the חיצה using, you bring down the יוד כ like the Arisa said. The Yud K is going to be working with Yud K Bimilu Yud. So it's Yud Vavdal K Yud. That's Ab. That's the Chochma line. Now, Ali Derech Chitza Shnia Shel Rochza, which is for the meal. Rochza Mitzkinam Mitzrayim Migulu Mitzrayim Shu Ali Derech Yud Kei Bimilu Yudim Shel Tzal Shu Bina. So the second Chitza you do just before the meal, you're going to use also Keiyu, but there you'll be using Bekeli Bekava Small, which is connected to Keli Keli and Sa'i, which is Sa'i. Now, Ali Derech Mayim Machronim, which is the last time you're going to be washing, Rochza Mitzkinam Mitzrayim Migulu Mitzrayim. And obviously the last one is going to be connected the Mitzrayim, which is going to be Aleph. Now, ויש לי רעי בכנב הזו מקושר לכוונת הקודמת שאך שנתאו לו כלי זה מגיעו למצרים יכול להספש את המוחים לגופו. So that's why the Pri Yitzchaim says you mispash the mochim. Why? Because first of all you have to mitaher from the Giru Mitzrayim, as Rasha says, once there's a tahara on the Keli Pnimi, Keli Mitzrayim, Keli Chitzon, Adi Avsa Gomal Ben, Adi Yud Kei Vav Kei, Adi Tisar, Yud Vav Dal Kei Yud, then that's when the other Kavana of the Pri Yitzchaim comes along, that's the Mitayat, sorry, not the Mitayat, the Mamshir, the Mochim, Beguf, the Zaham. And that's how we tie together these two beautiful kavanas together. Then he continues. Yes, levayim k'tishkam and the wuzukon shem kama zva. We know. Bepashtut de'ainu omrim de b'chinat chokma hu rak kav yamim shel kol hakelim. Ve'chein kav smol hu b'chinat bina. Omrim kan lo k'tav lan kach ela shekol tesha hakelim hapinimim nikraim chokma. וכל התשע הכלים אמצעי בינה, תשע כלים חיצוניים לדעת. אמנם עניין זהו דבר מופלא שלא מצאים כמותם בשום פעם בשום מקום. בכל הכלל הוא שהכל הקו נמשך רע במקומו, ואין הוא נמשך לקו אחר. וכאן אנו ממשיך את המוח או חוכמה לכל שלושה קווים של הכלים הפנימיים. והנה, בחיצה הראשונה שנייה, יכולים לכוון למהב ילדי אב וסג. והרי אנו, אחרי המשכת מוח הזה, הרחיצה הראשונה היא אחרי הקידוש במוח חוכמה, הרחיצה שנייה שהיא אחרי כוס שני של המוח בינה, כוס רחיצה, ואומנם כוס רחיצה שלישי, אי אפשר לכוון בהם ממש, עוד לא שתינו כוס שלישי. Okay, he's asking a few different, very, very difficult questions over here, because we don't find such a kavana anywhere else, because we understand the kavim are kavim, meaning they go in the flow chesed and netzach. We know that there's gvuah tohod, we know there's tiferet yisod malchut beemza. Those are three separate kavim, which is chesed, which is bina, which is gvuah, which is rachamim. They don't mix. It seems to be the Rashash is telling us that they do mix. They're going the kav yamin is going to be mixing with the other two kavim, and vice versa. So he's just pointing out Tzaruchi and where the Rashash knows such a thing. But anyway, so Kolpanim, what we can take away from here is the basic of one over here is that what is the Yud Kei Vav? Yud Vav Dal Kei Yud, that's representation of Ab and also Sag, which represents the Chitza Rishon and Chitza Shniyah. Okay. Then he brings down over here, in fact, of Anod, brings down B'Shem Rav Shmuel Vital. Amar Shmuel, מצאתי כתוב לזולתי שהכוונה זו הוא כך שתאה שתקע היוד ועבדה לפעמים כיוד שהם 60 Shin. So what we're going to do, we want a multiplicity of mochim over here. Now, what we're going to do is bederek zivug. But in the Loshon Asha Kavanot, it's called derek haka'ah. Excuse me. Bederek haka'ah, meaning you're going to take the yud vav and you're going to hit it kibyochel. That's a haka'ah. With the K-Yud, so Yud Vadalev is 20 times the K-Yud is 15, so 20 times 15 is 300, that's the Shin that he's talking about. Now, V'chayim ilad rachatz, rachatz, that's what we're doing, the mitzvah of washing, which is 298. B'shnei otiyot Yud K-Pamim M Shishim, also, with the two otiyot, ta'ayinu aliday shtei otiyot Yud K, litzaref lerachatz. So you're going to have 298 plus the two otiyot, which is yud kei. That's another two together. That's also going to make shin. That's another way how to make shin. And then says Rav Shmuel Vital, "V'zeh kavanat rechitza rachatz ka, rachatz ka." Ritzuloma, why? Because it's called rechitza. So that's a beautiful way to meramish this in and of rochetz ka. Rotuloma. Kimeshem Yudke Bakao Kamo. Yotse Milad Rachat. Beautiful. So when you're hitting those two letters together, the Yud and the He together, you're gonna make 300. What does that signify? That signifies Rechitza. How do you get Rechitza? Because Rechitza. Rachat Ka. Okay, so far we've done two mitzvahs, Kadesh and Uchat. Now we're gonna go on to the third mitzvah, which is Kapas. In that order, by the way, we go to Gadlus Rishon, then we go move down to Katnus Sheni, then we move all the way up to Gadlus Sheni. The Moach Chochma, the Mitzvah the Ima because Yayin Shel Kiddush, because remember we're going to go back and forth on this chart that we have between Abba and Ima, because now anyways we're working with Kiddush, we're working on the left hand side. In a Kavar Chitzonin Nistalko, because already they're gone because you brought the Gadlus already. Kavar Yecholim Kanes Katnus Rishon Alpha Vishu Din Kasher. So even though we're going to bring the Katnus Rishon is Din Kasher, there's no problem because the Chitzon are gone. Vine Milat Kapas, the word Kapas, you know. Chaf Resh Pei Samech, it's a gematria of 360. Shas. Vohin, vohu. Shem Elokim b'milo yudim shohu shim. Now really, if you look at the Elokim and you make a miloi, and yudim, you come out exactly that with 300. Now, kishititvale b'miloya shin, when you take that shin and you memale it with a yud nun, you're going to get another 60, so that's 360. Now, Dohu, Akatnus Rishon de Moach Chochma, Shebe Netzer de Ima. So that's going to be like, if we have this chart in front of us, we're going to ask the bottom right box. The bottom right box is going to be the Elohim, de Yudim, which is going to be exactly the same Gematria of Shas. Shin Samach 360, which is Gematria of Kapas. So that's where you're going to do, whilst you're doing the Kavan of Kapas, you're going to be Mali that Mokum in Ima, thereby giving that Shefa over to Zah. Now, Techaven Shegam Kol Shakatnus Rishon Democh Bina V'Da'at. And whilst you're doing that, Techaven, that all the rest of the Katnus Rishon Democh Bina V'Da'at Mitzadima. So this is a very easy kavana, because all you have to do is the right hand side and the left hand side, the bina and the bina and the dad come automatically. Alavai for all the rest of the kavanas. Anyways, v'nitzar ki en shinur rak b'moach chokma v'nichnas katnus rishon acher gadlutah sheni. So the entire difference of what we're saying over here, that you bring the katnus rishon last, that would only apply to the chokma of the chokma of the ima. Repeat that. V'nitzar ki en shinur rak b'moach chokma v'nichnas katnus rishon acher gadlutah sheni. אבל מוח דבין עבדת נכנס כתב ראשון שלהם תרם יכנסו הגדלות ראשון שלהם והם נכנסים כסדרה ממש But we'll find that only the Chochma side goes in first, and then later on we're going to find that I should say the opposite. The Chochma side comes last, but Mashgen, the Bina and the Dad, they will come in the same order. So let's just do the Tiva Kamanot on this, on Tzadi. Ashino shel Halel Pesach, shenichnas katnut ache gadlut, urak mo Chochma, shem shichu et kol amadregat mochim de Chochma de Kiddush. First you bring all the right hand side first. Remember, we said the right hand side where the kiddush. Va'achgach ochlim kapas. Then you eat the kapas. Lamshich et katnud rishon. V'nimsash nichnas shlo kisidran. Aval b'moch bina b'da'ad nichnas katnud rishon shlem terem. Yikatzu gadud rishon shlem. And nichnas kisid mamash. V'en shulah ela b'moch chok magizna. Kiniska. V'arei itbayer be'achilat kapas. Mamshich et kol amochim katnud rishon ima. V'im kemsha amochim. כשימשיכו את המוחים בגדלות על ידי שעה כוסות ערי אחר מוחים לקטנות נמצא שכל מה ששנים בפסח מוחים נכנס לשלו כסלם נכנס לפני הקטנות הוא ראי במוח חוכמה כשממשיכים את הגדלות שלה בקידוש והוא לפני הקבס ואז ממשיך את הקטנות אבל שעה המוחים אין אוקיי so you got that because when we bring kiddush we said we bring in the right hand side which is the chokhmah including that we follow that line all the way down to the bottom right corner we're going to find that we're doing the kapas that is the katlut risha of the chokhmah line of Ivan. Now as we're doing that the left hand side of that bottom row is also going to be down which is the katlut risha of the bina and the dad. So it comes out that the katlut risha that we said we're bringing down last is actually bringing down first when we're dealing with the bina and the dad. וזה סוד מה שאומרו זל בעין הנקפה שמביאים אותו כדי שישבו תינוקות שאמרו עדיין לא אוכלו לחם אגב צד ותמיה פירוש לא אכלינו לחם זה לומר שכבר נכנס גדול שני בקידוש הוא הוויה אם כן ער כתוב ראשון של הנקפה נכנס האחרון אנו אוכלים עד ירקות תחילת יסודה וסוד עניינו כי תינוק רמז לזה בקטנות ראשון לכן הם עצמם טמאים איך נכנס בקטנות ראשון שהוא מרחיד לקבס שלו כסדרן אחר שכבר נכנס גדלו ראשון וקדושני בקושר קידוש beautiful so his answer is he's explaining some of the whatever the piece of that balagada that whether the halakha is that we have to do things differently that we do the rest of the night in order that the children should ask questions and one of the questions is that why are we eating kapas? Why are we dipping it twice? And so on and so forth. All these questions are all Kabbalistics. Really, he's making these katanim sound like very big Kabbalists because they're really touching on the point that you bring in the kadlus before the katnus. And that's good for the question of the katanim. Strangely, that might sound. Maybe that's, obviously, that's totally subconsciously. They're asking this question that if you bring in the gadlus, it wouldn't make sense to bring the katnus afterwards. So why is that we're eating the kapas before the bread? Interesting, isn't it? Now then it continues, וגם על דרך זה יתבאר שאלת מה שנשתנה הלילה הזה. Also, the question is, as we read in the Baal Agada, is why is this night different than all of the nights? שבכל הלילות אין אנו מטבילים, בתירוס שלה היא, and the answer that's given in the Baal Agada, באומרם, עבדים היינו לפרעה. עבדים באלו. Now, that's the answer. Now, what does that mean after Kabbalah? לכן, כדי שלא ישלטו החיצונים, הוא צריך להדים כניס גדלות ולקדנו את הראשון על דרך כניס גלה. So very good. So the Arizal לשיטתו is explaining all these questions according to this so that you bring the gadlus before the katnus. That's why this night is different because you have the inyan of the chitzonim. That's why you have to reverse the seder. ובזה תבין כי לקח את הקפס בלב פסח אינו בהזדמן. So therefore the fact that you're taking the kapas first is not by chance at all. כמו שאמרו הפוסקים שלוקח ירק אחר במקום אם ירצה ואין העניין כך כדיב החכמים מן הגם תורהים וצריך לדעים לזהר לכל דווקא קפס ולא ירק אחר. So that's why the Arizal is going at length here to explain that the kapas is davka, and not to take a carrot or something in place of the kapas, because as we've seen, there's kol minei gamatriot which are nogeya to this kapas, as we saw, and the fact that it is being mashbir the katan sheni, the katnus rishon on all three aspects of whether it's the chokhmah kav or the bina kav or the das kav, but therefore you must take only kapas as anything else. And in the Shulchan Aruch it does give you choices of what you can use for kapas, but anything outside those five choices will not be you will not be kaim what you'd be doing over here by all these kabbalistic kavanas. Now, okay, Adkan. So therefore, that is the mitzvah. We did Kaddish, Olchat, Kapas, also moving very nicely. Now what we're going to be learning is about the Kosheni. Now, he says as follows. Kosheni u'bechinat moch binad mitzat ima. As we said, remember, on the right hand side we have that particular chart which has to do with Abba, which has to do with the Matzah. We haven't got to that yet. Now we're still working on the left hand side, which has to do with Ima, which has to do with the Yayat. Now we're going to be working with the left hand side of that chart, which is called the Bina. So it's going to be very similar to Kod Rishon. Nevertheless, you machaven a second time, even though you already brought it down in kapas. Like we said before, originally, that this akedat on this particular left hand side of the bina, the imam, is going to be split by the various, not by the partial reading of the word as we did by the Chokhmah, but rather by the Engal as we spoke about earlier on. And all the rest you have to mechaven exactly like we did for the Kos Rishon. Because we're not doing Ab. Again, Ab, remember, that has to do with the Chacham. Sag has to do with the Bina. That's what we're going to be doing. Now, what I just want to do over here for a second is Ot Tzadi Tetz in Tzivik HaRavonot. He says as follows. B'tchilat mechaven shekatnut rishon shel amoach bina gam kvar nichnas be'achik kapas. So even though we know that a chelik of the kapas, the chelik of that particular kav already came in by the kapas, and because the shenei chavim shezik kadosh kvar nichnas be'kapas, be'katnut zeh demoach bina hu elokim demilu ha'ayi. And then mem, that's Elohim behehim, because you're working on the left hand side, and that's going to be the kapas. That's the question we want to get to. Why do you have to have the kapas twice? Because you already brought it by kapas, what do you have to do with the kol sheni again? So he asks, "Mikol makom amar rav kan lekhavanim od pam shitzalim kavanim al kos kedei shiyu amochim kisidran vekatvu besidur rashash lekhavan kvar nichnas." So according to the rashash, he answers by you have to just, it's not another kavanah, but rather to recognize that it's there. That's the way the rashash brings it down. But if you read, if you read the simple reading of that Rizal, it seems to be that you have a completely new kavanah over here, even though you know it's already come. Okay, Adkan, so that is the Kos Sheni. Now, new mitzvah called Magid. We're telling over the Agadah. 1 minute, please. Okay. Now, Magid. Okay, so now we're going to be working with the Sipur Yitziyat Mitzrayim.
Sorry, again. Inyan Magid v'sipol Yitzim Tzchaim kivani d'bar v'lemala b'inyan Shem Pesach. And this is what you were referring to beforehand. Shem Pesach is divided into two words, Pesach. V'gam b'zat Hashem l'kaman b'chlal adrush v'al kama ta'amim v'kama kamanot achirot besides this. V'gam yidbar k'zat mi'psukei agada. So let's start. So this actually the Magid he's going to leave to the end. And he's going to explain to us various kavanas and various sipurim that we're going to see later on. Now, we're going to skip now to Rochza. The Rochza says Shakavanot, he Rechitza Shnia, because we did already the Rochad, now we're doing Rochza. Vegami Yasod, Yudke Adel Nizkab Rechitza Rishona, El Shashem, Yudke Azet, Chaven, Ela Yudke, Veshel Avaya de Avaya de Sach. So this is a very simple kavanah because what we did rochza. So instead of using the ab, you're going to be using the sag. Now next mitzvah. Motzi matza ine matza. Hine nizvar el ki amochim de mitzad ima nechnasim al ide abba kosot ha-yayin. Now we said till now we've been working with yayin, which is ima, which is the left inside, which is the bina. Now we're going to be working on motzi matzah, which is the ina matzah. Now the ina matzah is the right hand side. Now we're going to shift our attention to abba now. Here is Bali, Elke Mukhin, Dimitzad, Ima, Nechnasar, the Abba goes on Yayin. We finish with Amesmecho, Beima. וגם עניין הקוס הוא בגמרת רלוקים וזה להורות על אימה דמינה מתארם דינים. That's yayin, that's the redness of the wine, that's all dinim. Now, when we shift our attention, אבל מוכן דאבא נרמז מלאכיל את מצה, נקרא לחם. כי הלחם גמטריה שלושה ויות. Because if you take לחם, למד חתמם, which is גמטריה 78. Now, 78 is exactly the same גמטריה of the three ויות, 26, 73, 78. Now, ונעודה כי הוויה הוא באבא, because we know the Aviyah has to do with Abba, Veshem Elokim, which is 86, who has to do with Ima. V'da kisei mochim mitzad Abba, mi b'chinat gadlut rishon, kvar nichnasu me'aleihem b'inyan shnei kosod rishona. Now we know already that this, we spoke about this beforehand, that the Abba, the mochim gadlut rishon, kvar nichnasu me'aleihem ke'en shnei kosod rishona. Because we know mitzumat hayom, Kiddush Hayom, as soon as the Kiddush Hayom happens, Kiddushat Shabbat comes in, even though you don't do anything, even if you don't light candles or say Kiddush, the Kiddush of Gemara says is the Bal Kocha. It comes in all by itself. So therefore, that's already one shlav, one fourth of the Kavanah is already done for us. That is Gadol Rishon. Okay, this is something similar that we saw by the Sad Imam. Now, Omnam, Akadosh Rishon de Abba, Lo Nichnas the Siba Knei Yisrael. Now, the key that's all to do with that has to do with the Akadosh Rishon. Now, what about the Katnus Rishon? Katnus Rishon, we say we're not going to bring again because we have the problem with the Chitzonim. Ki Eino Yuchol Ikadosh Rishon Alifi Shira Adinim Gemurim Ma'at Shin Ikadosh Rishon Bekadosh Sheni. So we have to wait the Katnus Sheni. Ki Ken Katnus Rishon Be'ima, Lo Nichnasu Ash Nichnasu Katnus Sheni Be'ima. So the exact same thing that we find Be'ima. When we start eating the matzah, Taril Chavim Bekadosh Rishon Mitzad Abba Bekadosh Sheni Mitzad Abba. So we have to work both on the Mitzad Abba, both on the levels of Katnus Rishon, and also the Kadosh Sheni the Abba. Amnam Katnus Hasheni Mitzad Abba. When we Kadosh Sheni Gam Hu Nichnasata. Ava lo kibalti memoriza zulati mkevat katzurishon v'gadlus shein. Unfortunately, ba'avonot rabim, we do not have the kavanot of katnus shein. So if you look at the charts, you'll see that that's left blank. Unfortunately, we don't have the mochim, we don't have the kavanot for that. V'ze bi'urot chaven ki matzai gematchel avaya de'ab de'yudim v'avaya de'sai. V'hem shnei mochim. שני מוחים, החוכמה בינה מצד אבא, דגלות שני. והנכנס קודם לקטנות ראשון, לטעם כנסגר. ואלו שני המצות העליונים, או באמצעות, אמצעית. המצה התחתון, היא מוחדת, מצד אבא, דגלות שני, והרידים הזה, דגלות שני. So the very simple. You have three matzahs that we're dealing with, you know, we call them Kohen Levi Israel, whatever you want to call them, but he's calling them over here, צד ימין, צד שמאל, צד אמצע. Okay, so the right, which is Chochmah, which is Ab.
that's going to be Yudim, and the Havaya the Sag, to altogether, that's going to be 135 altogether, the Ab and Sag together. Now that's going to be compared to the top matzah and the middle matzah. Now the bottom matzah is connected to the dats. So you're going to bring them all together, as opposed to what we saw before. Of course, the Rishon, the Sheni, was going to be right calf, left calf. It's going to be all done together on one shlab. Top row, which is Gadlus Sheni, is going to be the Absag Ma or Kav Yamin, Kav Small, the Emsa. Now, once you've done that, after you've done the Gadlus Sheni, then you're going to go down to Gadlus Rishon because you have no afraid of the Chitonim anymore. וזה עניינו כי המצא עליונה יהיה האלוקים דיודים חוך מדקדות ראשון דאבא. So there, when we're working with the lower stages of the matzah, so the matzah elyonim, there's going to be elokim deyudim, which is chokh madekadot rishon de'aba. Emsaim, when you work with the middle matzah, it's elokim deyudim de'bina. והמצא הטכנולנה, that's going to be אלפים לדעת. Same thing with the work with the Havayot, we're doing the same thing in paralleling in Gadlus Rishon, except that you bring a stage afterwards. אבל בעניין הגדלות, with Gadlus Rishon, כבר רימזנו הכוונה שלהם, בעניין חשבון אותיות מצא שהוא שתי אב, שהוא אב סג נזכר. That means like this. We said that you bring down the Ab and Sag. The Ab and Sag is 135. And the Matzah, the Gematria Matzah is 135. So that's why, by the fact that you just bring the first and the second, or the right and the left, that's going to be the Gematria Matzah. Now, בעיני הקטנות, אנו צריכים לחמין איך נרמזים שלוש אלוקים, אלו ושלוש המצאות אלו. Now, how we have to bring a קשר between the שמות of אלוקים and also the מצא. But for that, I think we're going to wait till next time we learn. Okay, so we'll start here for now.